Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pat's through my brain. So darn precise.
You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Maceo Pinkard was an African-American songwriter, not unusual. He was a composer rather than a lyricist, also not especially unusual. But he also wrote entirely with white lyricists in the 1920s, and that was unusual. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Maceo Pinkard wrote for Broadway musicals, but mainly he wrote popular songs for singers to perform and record. His tunes often felt influenced by ragtime and jazz musicians often recorded them. He also had range. He could write songs to fit almost any mood, any style. He was one of those strong alleymen a step or two down from the Berlins and the Gershwins who kept their part of the music business solid and appealing. In the late 20s, he added a song to the first sound movie version of Showboat and also wrote a naughty number for the boop-boop-a-doop girl Helen Kane. Gene Goldkett's orchestra, Here Comes the Showboat, and Helen Kane, Don't Be Like That.
Here comes the
Christmas time comes round, you're always out of town.
I don't be like that. Oh, honey dear, you are so appealing, and when you love, oh, you love with such feeling. I love that boop-boop-a-doo. You love that boop-boop-a-doo. We love that boop-a-doo-boop-a. Don't be like that.
Gene Goldkett with Pinkard and Billy Rose's Here Comes the Showboat, and Helen Kane with Pinkard, Charles Tobias, and Art Gottler's Don't Be Like That. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You'd think an unusual name like Maceo Pinkard would stick in the public's mind, but I don't expect many people to recognize his name. Another one of those important anonymous writers whose songs we remember, but not the name. He wrote most of his best-known songs in the 1920s. In fact, he was one of the most successful composers of the decade that established the careers of fellow composers Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter, and Ray Henderson. This song was a big hit in 1926, Sugar.
Call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. That sugar baby of mine, he's granulated funny. He never asks for my money. All that I give him is honey that he can get anytime. Because he's sweeter than sugar candy to me. He's confectionery sugar. I never cheat on my sugar. 'Cause I'm so sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Peggy Lee with Pinkard, Edna Alexander, and Sidney Mitchell's Sugar. Pinkard didn't waste much time getting started. He was born in 1897, graduated from an all-black Southern college, West Virginia's Bluefield Colored Institute, and right after graduation toured with his own band. By the time he was 17, he'd started a theatrical agency in Omaha and published his first song. In 1919, he wrote his first hit after moving to New York. This is Eddie Condon's band with Pinkard's first big success, his and William Tracy's Mammy O' Mine. ¶¶ Eddie Condon, Mammy of Mine. In 1922, Pinkard wrote music for an all-black Broadway show called Liza. For all practical purposes, it was a sequel to U.B. Blake and Noble Sissle's landmark musical, Shuffle Along. It was set in Jimtown, and its thin plot is about the efforts to erect a statue of the former mayor. He's Shuffle Along's Harry, whom everybody was wild about. But Pinkard's good score is entirely forgotten. In fact, he never had a hit show on Broadway. But he was already writing successful songs for major publishers and famous performers. In 1919, he also wrote Dixie is Dixie Once More with William Tracy and Jazz Baby's Ball with Charles Baya, the American Quartet, and then Noble Sissle.
He brought it from France.
Hey,
Alexander got his ragtime band.
The reggae
back in Melody Land.
Banjos are a strumming.
Oh,
darkies are a humming.
Oh, Rudy,
just the same as in the days of
yore.
Dixie is Dixie once more.
Second man from the end?
Who that man?
Now that's our old pal Sammy Banks.
Strong Sammy.
Yeah, he was a bartender for the war, so he enlisted with the tank. If they'd have filled up Sammy's tank with some of that courage gin, he'd have run that whole German army right into Berlin. Mm-mm. Don't they look natural?
Just the same as in the days of yore.
Everybody's dancing at the Jazz Baby's Ball.
from far and near. They will shake, but not from fear. Yeah, that dance, oh, man, it's a treat, they say. Don't you dare to mention home till the break of the day. First the wheel, the dancer with a dignity, and then the wheel to shake a wicked knee. Oh, oh, then, oh, Mr. Jazz is going to swing his bow. Mr. Jazz, a baby, don't call. We'll be pushing around the hall, or there ain't no walls to them down. It ain't that kind of a crowd. Everybody's dancing at the jazz baby ball. Dressed in silk satin with the slippers of gold, while they may be shivering and ain't from the cold. Everybody's troubles seem to fade out of view. Music is the only doggone thing that is true. So it stays. Don't you stress, oh, for the God is a day. Cause you ain't seen nothing yet, see, mama. Just they don't call. With a big moving around the hall, for there ain't no walls in the now. Cause it ain't that kind of a crowd. Everybody's dancing at the jazz baby ball. Come on.
The American Quartet, Dixie is Dixie Once More, and Noble Sissel, Jazz Baby's Ball. Along with Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, and Duke Ellington, Maceo Pinkard was one of the major songwriters of the Harlem Renaissance. In fact, he gave Ellington his start in New York. Soon after they met, he took Duke from the Cotton Club down to Tin Pan Alley to introduce him around and set up his first recording session. Pinkard also wrote for the other Cotton Club bandleader, Cab Calloway. Is That Religion was a call and response, typical of black worship services. But it's anything but religious, as a man watches his wife flirt with the preacher. The result is gritty and irreverent. Cab Calloway, Is That Religion?
Ah!
Cab Calloway is that religion. From the mid-20s on through the decade, the standards began to pile up. In 1913, James P. Johnson wrote a tune with a quirky melody for a dance band he was leading. A decade later, for Johnson and Cecil Mack's score to an all-black review, Mack added a lyric. They called the song Charleston. 2 years later, Pinkard and Roy Turk published Sweet Man, maybe the best Charleston song ever written, and a jazz classic for decades. This is Carol Lee.
TNT, gasoline, even nitroglycerine ain't got the kick of kisses I get now. From my honey, tried to call him a name, but they all seem much too tame. Why he's so blamed cute like, no name suits like. Sweet man, my sweeter than sweet man, the steppin'est feet man, and that isn't all. Dancing, I claim, is just one of my charms when I'm in his arms. I yell like, well, I've more to tell about sweet man, that pleasure to meet man, my candy receipt man. He taught me to smile. One kiss from his red lips sends my conscience up on trips. My sweet man is driving me wild. Of the smile of my honey, what a smile. Oh, those lips, just as sweet as honey drips. I'm so proud, I'm shouting loud about him. Sweet man, my heaven complete man, my couldn't be beat man. You haven't have heard. He's true as I could expect him to be. He sees only me. It's true, I know, because he told me so. Sweet man, so tidy and neat man, my hotter than heat man, with oceans of style. He works so doggone fast, I'm like a woman with a past. My sweet man is driving me wild.
Carol Lee, Sweet Man. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Mills was an exception. A white publisher and lyricist who added words mainly to Duke Ellington's melodies. But Fats Waller wrote with Andy Razaf, Turner Layton with Henry Creamer, and U.B. Blake with Noble Sissle, all black. But listen to the names of Maceo Pinkard's lyricists, Roy Turk, William Tracy, Charles Tobias, Art Gottler, and Sidney Mitchell, all white. A lot of people have called attention to his collaborations with white songwriters, but nobody's explained it. Each of his major songs had a white lyricist and was made into hits by white performers. One of them even became the signature song of one of the major sweet bands of the day and later of the Harlem Globetrotters. From 1925, Ben Burney's orchestra with Sweet Georgia Brown, and then from 1926, the white crooner Whispering Jack Smith with Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya Hon.
little boy was wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. You know, he hasn't even kissed her yet. He comes around and she turns him down, comes back again and hangs around waiting for one kiss. While he pleads like this, oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What do you wanna miss, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl, huh? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met, and he hasn't quite succeeded yet. A month ago, why, he held her hand, and his patience, well, I can't quite understand. That they're engaged don't mean a thing. He's in a rage and he takes back his ring. Gives it back once more while he starts to roar. Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What are you gonna miss, will you, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. What's a little kiss between a feller and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. And then she says, give me a little coat, will you, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will you, huh? You know, my poor hand, you're as bare as anything. I could stand a little bracelet, maybe a diamond ring. Eh, give me a little car, will you, huh? That would be mighty nice to do. A Packard or a Lincoln or a Cadillac sedan. Well, I'll even take a Rolls and you can add a chauffeur man. But don't you give me a little Ford, will you, huh? Or I'll give it right back to you.
Ben Burney's orchestra with Pinkard, Ken Casey, and Burney's Sweet Georgia Brown, and Whispering Jack Smith with Pinkard, Turk, and Smith's Gimme a Little Kiss. Pinkard's songs were appealingly melodic with a strong sense of rhythm. His themes felt as if he'd been influenced by ragtime, but jazz musicians were also drawn to them. Sugar, Sweet Man, and Sweet Georgia Brown became jazz classics. In the mid-20s, Paul Whiteman hired Pinkard to write some music for his band. He couldn't hire black musicians because of segregation, so he did the next best thing. He hired black songwriters to write for his white musicians. He and trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke became good friends, and when Beiderbecke formed his own band in the 30s, Pinkard wrote I'll Be Your Friend with Pleasure for him to record. This is Bix Beiderbecke.
Thank you.
Big Spiderbeck's orchestra, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Pinkard's important songs continued through the 20s and into the 30s, sometimes a standard, sometimes a jazz classic, sometimes both. Although most of Pinkard's songs sought a broad audience, he sometimes wrote music that was what one writer called unabashedly black. In 1932, for Cab Calloway, he wrote A Strictly Colored Affair, a tough urban number aimed mainly at black audiences. And 4 years later, he, William Tracy, and Doris Tauber wrote his last great standard, Them Their Eyes.
You never see white folks at a strictly colored affair. See them laying them down, boys, they're going to town. You'll see a few light folks, but they all got colored folks' hair. It's given by the colored ladies' auxiliary. Come on, brothers, check in all your artillery. Spend your nickels and dimes. Have some marvelous times. I mean, it's too tight, folks, at a strictly colored affair.
The first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, oh, stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them. Get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them. There's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Mm-hmm. sure started something with them eyes. That old child, little brown eyes, if you're wise. Sparkling bubble, they'll get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, them their eyes.
Cab Calloway, A Strictly Colored Affair, and Peggy Lee, Them Their Eyes. The Edna Alexander who earlier wrote Sugar with Pinkard and Sidney Mitchell was also Pinkard's wife and an aspiring writer in her own right. A number of songs list Alex Beledna as the composer. That's either Pinkard's pseudonym based on Edna's name or Edna's own pseudonym when it was still tough for a woman to get ahead in the music business. Until the time of rock and feminism, she had more songs published than any other black female composer. No one's sure which is the real Alex Beledna, but everyone knows this is probably Beledna's best-known song, The Raunchy Kitchen Man.
Madam Books was quite beloved, servants by the score, footmans at each door. Man gave in his notice he's through. She cried, oh, Dan, don't go. It'll grieve me if you do. I love his cabbage, crave his hash, deppy about his sucker taste. I can't do without my kitchen man. While about his turnip top, like the way he warms my chop, I can't do without my kitchen man. Anybody else can leave, and I would only laugh. But he means too much to me, and you ain't heard the half. Oh, his jelly roll is so nice and hot, never fails to test a spot. I can't do without my kitchen man. His frankfurters are all so sweet, how I like his sausage meat. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, how that boy can open clams. No one else can touch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. When I eat his donuts, anytime he wants to, why, he can use my sugar bowl. Oh, his bologna's really worth a try, never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
From 1929, Bessie Smith with Alex Beledna and Andy Razaf's Kitchen Man. Pinkard wrote often for performers like Bessie Smith and the other great female blues singers of the 20s. He also collaborated with one of them in 1929 when he and Alberta Hunter wrote the suggestive blues song, You Can't Tell the Difference After Dark.
What the sun has done to me, it seems there's no more fun to me. Why must all the boys act so shy? I have guessed the reason why. I may be as brown as a berry, but that's only secondary, and you can't tell a difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style just because I'm slightly shady? Wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell a difference after dark. Go for yourself now. Beat it on out there, boy. Look out, Fat Swallow. But that's only secondary. You can't tell a difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style? Because I'm slightly shady. Wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell a difference after dark. Yeah, man.
Alberta Hunter, You Can't Tell the Difference After Dark. By 1940, Pinkert had written over 200 songs. As the decade turned from depression to war, he wrote a few last songs, one by himself and several with his most frequent collaborator, William Tracy. Although he stopped writing, he remained in New York, where he ran his very successful music publishing company. The jazz-singing Boswell Sisters recorded one of his final songs. This is Way Back Home.
Oh. returning, but a land that way back.
The Boswell Sisters with Way Back Home. 23 years after that recording in 1962, Maceo Pinker died at the age of 65. A solid professional with a gift for melody, he was one of those African-American songwriters who helped to add the feel of jazz and ragtime to American song. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.